Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in just a few minutes, Episcopal Bishop Eugene Robinson makes a biblical case for same-sex marriage. First, Chris Christie's not having a good week. He's one of Mitt Romney's biggest supporters, and we've just been talking about Romney's missteps. And now, closer to home, the ratings agency Standard & Poor's has downgraded New Jersey's debt from stable to negative. It seems the governor's revenue projections looked a little too optimistic to S&P's. I'm joined now by Nancy Solomon, managing editor for New Jersey Public Radio, to explain. Hi, Nancy.
Hi, Brian.
What did S&P do exactly?
Well, they downgraded the economic outlook for the state. So they set bond ratings, and the bond ratings then have an effect on what the state pays in terms of interest on its loans. But so they didn't downgrade the bond rating, but New Jersey already has one of the lowest bond ratings in the country. It's AA. But what they said was is that the economic outlook for the state is in bad shape rather than in stable shape.
So S&P seems to – well, they base this on lower-than-expected revenue assessments from the Office of Legislative Services. In other words, the legislature and the governor expected a certain amount of tax revenue to be coming in by this time in the fiscal year, and it's not.
Exactly. And this has been a huge political fight going on in the state. I think sometimes it gets a little too weedy for people to really grasp, but basically the you know, Christie presented a budget, and the budget has tax revenue the state expects to collect. They don't start collecting that money till next year. And he said, look, we've got all this money. Give people a tax cut. He promised voters a tax cut. And he's been fighting, and he's been traveling the state saying, New Jersey's economy is on a comeback. We can afford a tax cut. The Democrats looked at the budget figures from the nonpartisan legislative services office and said, no, there isn't a surplus. There isn't enough money for a tax cut. And if we cut taxes now, we're going to be cutting things like education or services for the disabled, or we won't have money to pay out for Medicaid for people who need health insurance, health care. They're saying we'll have to cut those things next year if we promise a tax cut now. So they made a political move on Christie and said, fine, at the end of December, we'll see where your revenues are. And they put in, there's a trigger. And if the revenue is there, then the taxes get cut.
So it wasn't just the revenue shortfalls themselves that caused S&P to change their rating. They called the budget structurally unsound.
Right. And this is not necessarily Christie's problem. I mean, this goes back many years. It crosses across both political parties. They've been raiding the pension funds. They raided the going back now many years, the tobacco settlement fund. So there was all this. There has been money. They've been raiding those funds. You can't promise to pay people's pensions in the future if you don't save for that future. And so the state has some economic structural problems, and, you know, but then it still comes back to this political idea of, so what do you do about it? And, you know, do you promise a tax cut when you've got these existing structural problems?
Right. And the state's unemployment rate is very close to 10% now, and that higher unemployment rate is what's holding back the economic recovery in the state, according to the chairman of the New York Fed, who gave a speech in Morris County yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, one of the really interesting little nuggets that came out of that speech was that he quoted the drop in public employment and the and so what you have are people who have been on, you know, teachers, garbage collectors, people who work for the state, people who work for your local town. There's been so many budget cuts, and these folks have been laid off in huge numbers. So totally state, for the total statewide, it went from 649,000 employees to 620,000 employees just in 2010. So those are people who don't have money in their wallets and aren't spending money.
So this is presumably going to set up a major thrust in Governor Christie's reelection campaign and whoever's running against him next year. And that is, are the cutbacks that the governor is implementing at the state level and kind of forcing at the county level, coupled with the tax cuts, actually making the revenue and the economic situation in New Jersey worse or better, as he asserts?
Right. I think, you know, he really wants to be able to go back to voters and say, I cut your taxes. I cut, you know, whether it's income taxes or property taxes, you know, rightly so, New Jersey residents feel the burden of the highest tax rates in the country. So he's got a problem on his hands if he can't go back and say, I had 4 years and I didn't do what I promised to do. But
it's kind of like Obama in reverse, where Obama has to run and say, well, you know, the problem is worse than I hoped when I took office. And despite my best efforts, there are still big problems. Christie, in a way, has to turn around and say the same thing with regard to his policies.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I think the difference is that Obama can say that the Congress has stopped him from implementing a lot of his desired policies. Christie can't say that because he's gotten most everything through the legislature in Trenton, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's gotten a big part of it, and he has done some significant things. I mean, he did push through a pension reform package, but they're still tied with debt that they can't afford, and so it's going to take years for that to work out. And what's not helping him is that he keeps waging personal attacks instead of grappling with the bad numbers. So when the revenue forecast for the tax revenue was down, he attacked David Rosen, the budget analyst, personally. And, you know, when there was an uptick in the unemployment rate, he said, well, that's because we have so many people in New Jersey who are looking for work who haven't given up. And so that affects the employment rate, where in other states, people have given up looking and they don't get counted.
They don't get counted. All right. New Jersey Public Radio Managing Editor Nancy Solomon, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, the history-making Episcopal Bishop Gene Robinson with his own story and his biblical case for same-sex marriage. Stay with us.